You know those little weird chicken nugget looking squirrels that they had in their commercials? And like they sang and played a ukulele, like, we got a papa ba. You don't remember
the
that?
What? What? Which?
Quiznos.
No.
Scratched. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Scratch, the podcast that keeps on giving even when you've probably had enough. If you're new to Scratched, we invite you into our world of off-the-wall and outside-of-the-box conversations. You'll laugh, you'll cry, but mostly you'll feel a tiny bit awkward and oddly aroused. Now, let's fire up episode 204, where Bales, Ryan, Eloy, and Doc weigh the benefits of a soup-inspired cult.
I was going to say that the last episode that we recorded was awesome, dude. I love the fact that we had Dan, the Maker Man, with us.
Stirring flaming barrels of crap.
Yeah. What a powerful, powerful visual of Dan the Maker Man in Kuwait, correct? In Kuwait.
No, it sounded like he was in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, well, yeah, beyond Thunderdome, actually.
Yeah, but wait a second. Hold on. Remember, there were other conversations behind after the show ended that he said that we'll never see the light of day.
I don't recall.
Teasing the audience. That's not nice, Eloy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I mean, it was by request that we couldn't continue to, you know, share that stuff. Boy, I'm really going to get them upset after this.
You're awful.
I'm just an awful person. Kicking it on and stuff.
No, so, but the visual of Dan in the middle of Kuwait stirring a flaming bucket of human waste. I remember thinking to myself, what is going on? I'm like, yeah, I can't imagine that's your come to Jesus moment. What's up right now? What's going on here?
A pair of gym pants, because you know he definitely crapped his pants.
Yeah, he went to that, yeah. Yeah, like Hunter S. Thompson movie.
He's gonna be screaming at his phone when he listens to this.
It's time now for a harmful reappraisal of the situation.
I can't believe that in the freaking 40 some odd, you know, years of existence, that Bales has not friggin', you know, at least once had an accident. Come on.
I still got time, man.
We're not even saving the crap talk for the end of the episode. We're just going straight into it.
He's bringing it right around. Bringing the boat around.
No, but seriously, see,
I'm bringing her around for another barrel.
It's not fair to withhold the truth of the matter.
It's not fair to withhold your crap story.
You've never.
If one time you couldn't withhold your crap, you shouldn't withhold the story.
Well, it's come close, but I have powerful sphincters, bud.
That's what I wanted to get to. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
He's trying to like will you to have
to start yourself. Trying to find the brown note.
No, at least he gave us that he's had close call. But for goodness sakes, don't be like it's like complete perfection. No near accidents. I mean, come on.
It's been close, brother.
Go on.
See, we're gonna be on like episode 20. Reboot, and Bales is gonna start the episode, be like, guys, guess what happened today?
Well, it happened.
Episode 303, Batman and Bales finally craps himself.
Oh, you know who was listening to our show?
And there's our Batman reference.
I didn't tell you guys this, but somebody was very upset. I'll tell you who it was very upset that all of us got in part the alien stuff wrong. Like everybody had, like we mixed up. If you recall, we were talking about invasion, was it? Or he's gonna get angry again. Remember we were talking about the milk, and they came down to drink milk and this and that.
That was Alien Nation.
Well, we had like three. Well, Wildman Tech, Marsh Wildman.
Yep.
He was totally listening to the thing, and he says, "I was so frustrated, I couldn't take it. You guys couldn't get your stories straight."
Well, that's what he does. He just waits and picks out people's stories to get pissed at. Marsh.
Mellow out, Marsh. You should be more of a marshmallow.
Oh.
Yeah. No. Wordplay. In my defense, I didn't say anything about that stuff because I didn't know nothing about no alien movies.
Yeah, same here. I looked it up afterwards, and there was actually an Alien Nation movie before the short-lived TV show. So.
Yeah.
I thought it came out of Enemy Mine, but it was probably unrelated.
Well, to interject, because you brought that up in our little side chat today, what's the deal with aliens? Why aliens? Why did you want to talk about aliens?
No, me?
Yeah, that was you.
No, ghosts.
Ghosts. Man, sorry.
Like what did you guys, I didn't read because I was...
So I've been listening to a new podcast that's only has 8 to 10 minute episodes because I have a very short commute to work and a very short attention span. So I've been listening to this podcast that revolves around New England folklore and paranormal and legends, basically. So they're talking about all kinds of haunted sites. And I don't personally believe in ghosts. I'm very skeptical. However, I would love to see one. I would love to be proven wrong, I should say.
You want to name drop the podcast?
Oh, I'll look it up. But I was wondering if any of you guys believed in paranormal or had any paranormal experiences.
As I told you before, I'm specially equipped.
Ghostbusters does not count.
Ghostbusters so many times, man. So many times. I'm ready to go.
Have you guys had?
The podcast is called New England Legends.
Hmm. Have you had an encounter, doll? With a guy named Biff? Have you had an encounter?
Not off the top of my head. I'm not opposed to it though. The fact that there is alien life or ghosts.
But you've never had a situation.
Like, I don't think so. I'm not like ghosts. I mean, I've definitely felt at times that something was looking out for me.
Hold on, right there.
You know what I mean? You get in like some some shitty situations. Essie, that was bad. I want to edit out my editing myself. I'm going to just say shitty like you're supposed to. That was awful.
Just kind of loop it. Just you say Essie.
I don't even remember what I was saying now. I lost my train of thought. That was awful.
No, dude, have you had an encounter with a ghost or a near situation?
No, not that I could remember. I work at a university, and they say the one building's haunted. And, you know, any construction site or any old building or any institution you work at, everything is haunted. The courthouse is haunted. The this is haunted. The that is haunted. There's always stuff that goes on that you can't explain.
It's funny that you said, not that I recall. If you had, wouldn't that be something you would be able to recall fairly easily?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like I have a smoking gun moment. I wasn't sitting there with the mashed potatoes going, this means something.
Yeah, I've had a lot of different occurrences.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't believe that it's like ghosts, like what we see in the, I think that there's a spiritual realm that we can't, this is just an assumption of mine and whatever, but there's a spiritual realm, but it's not like ghosts that are floating in mid purgatory type of a situation. I more so believe that there's creatures of evil, right? And that can only do so much to influence you in one direction or another. I don't know what that looks like. Like, I don't know, but I kind of think that that's a possibility.
Do you have like some experience in that you're basing that on?
Yeah, but I don't want to go into that because it's going to be a downer and like big time. But I can tell you that some people are more aware, like instinctively, or so, I don't know. There's some people. I don't believe that human beings can do like voodoo and and all that sort of thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like cast spells. And I don't necessarily believe that.
You don't believe in clairvoyancy?
I believe that there's people that are attuned so to a certain, like, they're in tune.
People can shine.
Yeah, there's people that have sort of another level of awareness or empathy, but I don't want to go out and say clairvoyance because that's so, you know what I'm saying? That's so all the way there. But I think that there's people that are aware that can look at another person and sort of be able to draw a conclusion that's very close to what they're living and whatnot. but I don't consider it like some sort of a, I don't know. It's hard to, you kind of get what I'm saying. Yeah. More or less. Or am I totally not being clear?
I get what you're saying.
You think that there's people that are a little more sensitive, but you're not totally buying the fact that there's someone that can bridge the gap between our plane and the ether.
Yes, that's exactly it. And I have, when I was, the first thing, I'll just say this for the sake of like the conversation. When I was very, 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 very little, okay, and I don't know if this is going to cross a certain line, but we're not here to protect certain lines. Two things. One, I was very, very little, and I could remember things from when I was very, very young. Even before I could walk, I could actually remember moments. Literally, I can remember. I remember looking out the window in my house. It was nighttime, Miami, in the 1970s, late 1970s. And I remember looking out a window and being completely frightened out of my, you know, skin. And it was the, it looked to me like a witch was standing in front of the window. Now, I was bawling, freaking out, like horror. And I told my mom, there's a witch out there looking inside. There's a witch. And I was, you know, and I'm a little kid. And I don't know if the words came out the way, you know, but the thing is, what does a little kid know about witches necessarily? And she went outside. I do remember that. And my dad, too, for the sake of whatever. And they said, no, it's a plant, but there was no plant in front of, you know how shadows cast from far away and it can look like up against a window closer. And if you go outside, there's nothing there, but the shadow is like from across the street and yet it hits a window or reflective and it looks like it's right there. So I think it was that. But where do these monsters come from, though, that we believe that there's something out there evil? I think that there is. But, you know, I think instinctually we know, at least I feel that there is. So that's one. And the two thing, the second one was that I used to hate because I grew up Catholic, light, and they had these little statuettes. And they would put, and my folks would, or my mom or my grandma would put like little statuettes on the you know, the top of the dresser. And it's just there to pretend this is a good thing. And I'd go to bed and I'd be looking at them with one eye open and be like, screw that crap. As a little kid, I'd get up, I'd open the drawer, put my hand and slide them all into the freaking drawer and shut that thing. And I'd go back to sleep really happy because they painted little eyes on them. Scary, dude. So I believe there's something. I don't know what the heck.
I grew up Catholic, but I didn't grow up Catholic light.
Catholic light.
No, I grew up, we smoked the Catholic Reds, full flavored.
Said, this is an awful, awful segue. Dan was talking to me in the chat the other day, or yesterday, after the second part of that one we did with him came out. And he was talking about, I like to, okay, Bob Claggett's group. And
yay.
He said that he thinks that dude could start a cult and he would probably get plenty of people to follow him.
Not me.
Right. But you know what I mean. There's so many fanboys or followers of that. And I proposed, I said, I would propose this question tonight to you guys. if you started a cult, what would your cult be?
Oh boy.
Because I feel like Eloy would be a wonderful cult leader.
No, he wouldn't. Yes, he would. Like me, we want to be alone. We don't want people to follow us.
Oh, true, true. But his quirkiness and stuff would work good in that role, don't you think? Maybe.
Dude, I don't know.
Maybe not his personality.
I think a little power goes to his head. He goes on full Jim Morrison Lizard King.
You think
like,
so?
You know, just starts spouting off stream of consciousness, whatever comes into his head. He's like, it's real important while we're at the cult to just be natural and to not pretend like we're being recorded.
He goes full split personality, Tyler Durden.
Oh, I love it. And then he's like, I don't want any of these newspapers out front, though. clean this stuff up. You can have people to clean your house, Eloy. I think you should try it.
It does have its benefits, it sounds like.
You could try, if you do it well enough, you can get that tax exemption.
Well, you can always live in like a third or fourth floor of the compound, and no one can see you except the chosen few, and that walk up to the door, and they have like or maybe there's like a little bell, like a very soft bling, and then they open, and you're sitting there in like some sort of like toga, you know? Dude. Sure. You can have your court, your inner sanctum court, you know?
I like it. We should do something like Coming to America stuff, but you could be the king of it.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll be
rather than call, let's just start a country.
No, I don't know. You guys have to answer that question, but I don't think so. I think that I would not like that. I just want to be left alone.
So Ben was correct.
Yeah, I do. But if it was that or being exiled for, well, you know, no, yeah.
He's weighing the benefits in his head.
I could be exiled.
It would be very quiet in exilation.
I'm curious about you guys. Would you guys, I mean, I don't think any of us would be cult leaders, would want that mantle, but I'd be surprised to hear and be honest, maybe you would.
I'm for it. Anyone who wants to follow me blindly, send your email address, get in touch with me.
We already got kind of a culty vibe going on with the brooms and
I'm ready. Me and Lenny are ready to go. Lenny would
this
be
could be like your like the saints, your patron saints.
Yeah, the Legion of Broom would be ready to go.
All right, it's already got a catchy title.
Yeah, we're good. I'm ready to roll right now. So anyone need a spiritual leadership, I could be your guy. Get at me.
Gonna have to say no to the cult leader on my front.
Maybe, do you guys just want to be like
maybe I'll get some concubines. I can go that way.
You could be like mid-level functionaries in mine. You could be like
let me specify. I would like my own concubines. I don't want to be your concubine.
No. I'm just saying, like, I could give you, like, you know, a mid-level job in my cult.
Just, I don't want Marsh to jump to conclusions, okay?
No, I got you. No.
Is it really a job in a cult?
I hope so. I mean, I don't want that.
Well, I'll have other jobs. That'll just be the perk. Yeah, I like this. I'm going to start writing stuff down on the dry erase board now about the cult.
People are going to walk in your shop and be like, there's a Maker's Wanted board and then a cult board.
Cult board scratched.
Cult. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you stick with one flavor of Kool-Aid or do you like
mix it up? Nah, you, I would say you use different knockout drugs for different flavors of Kool-Aid. That's how we use color recognition. We've learned that over time.
What I told Dan. I said, I mean, any one of us could pull it off. We all have beards, and I'm pretty sure we can all make Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
So.
Dan the Maker Man don't have a beard, does he?
I don't think he wanted to be a cult leader. I mean.
No, he's recruitment. Send the guys, clean-shaven guys out into the community. I'm ready to roll. I think I'm ready to go.
I mean, the guy can't even get papers delivered to him. He's not going to start a cult.
Maybe that's what his cult will revolve around.
I need the coupons for everybody, the blueberries.
Bring your papers.
I need the coupons. Show me your specials. I don't know, Eloy. I think you would be down with having a compound.
Yeah, I'd be down with having a compound.
Right, and you say you hate people, but you hate people that aren't doing what you tell them to do. I'm pretty sure if you walked outside in your robe, I would imagine Eloy more like less than like a flowing robe. It would be more like a Lebowski robe. He would just walk out in his flip flops and be like, "All right, so everyone, leave me alone." And well, I don't just go out and make sure like the grass is cut and stuff. And
no, dude, I don't see you later. That don't do what I tell them to do. I hate people that are aggressive and want to bend, you know, your will to that. Like, I don't like bullies.
Right. I'm not saying that you wouldn't like that. I'm just saying that imagine how much you would like people that were willing to listen. to whatever you had to say.
Eloy, when you start your cult, it's going to be the perfect time to move out of Sweetwater. So I want to know, what is your perfect new estate?
Perfect new estate?
Yeah, give us the lay of the land.
Okay, so we have mountains that encircle the area with passages that lead out to actual society eventually. We'd have rivers. You know, we'd have to have a river. Let's not, I don't know how much money we're willing to drop on this, but if money were not, you know, an issue, we'd have a nice river. We'd have a forested area and some sort of clear brush areas.
It sounds like you want to live the map from Zelda.
No, it sounds like he wants to live with Wrangler Star.
It would be a nice building. Boy, plenty of different rooms for different projects, be it woodworking, metalworking, music, arts, photography. I would like, you know what, we should move into Jimmy Duress's place. that's something like that, but less cold and not too warm.
Not too warm. What the?
Well, you are the leader. You do get a pick.
That's yeah.
True. And just think of all the people that could kneel before you and kiss your skull rings.
Yeah.
See, but that's
sit on your skull throne with your skull scepter.
You guys are pushing for that, but that doesn't like.
I don't think we're pushing for it. I think I'm announcing the skull cult officially. Hashtag skull cult.
No, dude, it's just like I can't be pinned with something that's not, you know, I know you want to take me there, but.
Eloy, you know what? You could be a reluctant leader if you want, but, you know, we will still follow.
I mean, screw it, dude. Human sacrifices. Anybody that says that's what you want, okay, that's it. End of story. That's it. Everybody must bow at 12 o'clock noon. At 1 o'clock, they have to face east. At 3 o'clock, they have to face west, just because I so said so. They all have to walk around.
All right, let's get this all in a PDF so people can refer to it later.
At what time really do we have to... At what time do we have to stick our foot in and shake it all about?
Yeah, that every day
is what it's all about.
And if somebody doesn't fall in line, they will be taken to the punishment area.
So as a leader, what is that punishment?
Well, we'll have different. We'll have like a nice open field, and we're gonna dig, sort of, you know, a couple of sort of tracks. Right, one track will have broken glass from one end to the other.
This is coming to you really easy.
I was going to say, for a guy that doesn't want a cult, he's like, okay, he didn't want any of the good stuff. As soon as you mentioned negative reinforcement, he's like, all right, here's what the hell's going on, man.
Let me get my notebook out.
Yeah, hold on. I've been thinking about how to torture people for a minute.
Like, no, I have sketches. Here,
check this out. These drawings might not be completely to scale. I haven't done all the math for the electric, but this should be good.
One has crushed ice. Crushed glass. The middle one has two layers. Like, imagine a board with slits. The first one has slits in it, and the bottom board, there's a hydraulic situation going on. The bottom board has razors attached to that bottom board, and it jets up in a reciprocating manner. But it's only enough so that it's paper cut wafer thin for the cuts on the feet.
Oh, the first board lifts and removes the feet. The second board shaves the feet clean.
That's the second board. The third board is...
This is the quattro. We're going to get four blades wide.
Is a trough full of alcohol. Oh. So first they have to run through the crushed glass barefoot. Screw it. They have to go to and fro on the crushed glass. And then they move over to the razor one, to and fro. And once they're done, then they walk through the alcohol one, because one thing we do not want in our cult association is infected.
Yes, germs. I like the cleanliness.
This is really well thought out, and it's a little bit disturbing.
No, no, no. It's all the way disturbing.
And that's only for first level offenses.
Yeah, that's
right
out of the gate. No, I like it. Set the tone. Set the tone early. Let them know we're not screwing around here. Yeah,
snap those necks, Eloy.
I'm glad that I'm glad that you've decided to take the bull by the horns and take over, because I was already kind of losing steam.
And we'll have 1 week out of the month that's cabbage for every meal.
Oh,
Because, yeah.
How healthy.
Mm-hmm. Every meal for a week out of the month is cabbage every day.
We would save lots of money.
Now let's talk breeding.
What's the breeding situation in this call? Bales just wants to be put out to stud. That's all. It's like a winning, like a champion racehorse. He just wants to be kept up and, you know, in good spirits, and every once in a while taken outside and penned up with the proper female type.
All males must be castrated.
I'm out.
Yeah. You lost a lot of followers right there.
The problem is, in a cult situation, you don't want that testosterone to overtake, so you want to eliminate that possibility.
I got it. No, this is very Caesarian of you. You're ready. I think you're like a funny hat away from really, you know, really getting it.
So we're selling tickets. They'll be on my website. Yeah. I'm sure to be the first ones there.
Oh, I love it. The cult will be merchandised.
Is there benefits for early admission?
Oh, yeah.
Lifetime membership in the next year.
Do we get tool discounts or anything like that?
20% off Harbor Freight coupons in the mail. I don't want to big dog anybody, but I personally receive emails from the store manager from time to time.
Oh, you're
alerting me on sales.
You're gonna get Danny Quiznos all fired up because he doesn't get those either.
Are there Quiznos still around?
Not in Massachusetts. They closed them all.
I liked Quiznos. I don't know why they shut down.
You missed a Tuscan turkey.
I loved it all, dude. Quiznos was bad to the bone, dude.
I have to agree with you. I liked Quiznos.
I've only been to a couple of them.
We have Jimmy John's here in Massachusetts, so it's pretty good.
Jimmy John's.
Yeah, but it doesn't. Well, I hate to say it, but it doesn't compare to.
I mean, they don't have a pepper bar and singing squirrels, and a toasting, you know, conveyor belt.
That's
with you there, buddy.
That's the problem with that, you know. Jimmy John's is cold subs, but
where was their singing squirrel?
Cold subs.
You know those little weird chicken nugget looking squirrels that they had in their commercials, and like they sang and played a ukulele, like we got a pa pa pa. You don't remember
what? Which
Quiznos?
No.
Okay,
I don't remember that.
Maybe it was regional.
It must have been because I don't remember any being around me. That was something I would hit on the road when I worked for the telco company.
I hate that you guys made me do a cult thing. Now I'm
dude. Like no. Dude, this is on and going. This is step one of many steps that have us on a compound.
That was way too planned out to say we forced your hand.
Yeah. Like I said, you were forced right up until you got to punish somebody. And then you had schematics. Like, there's got to be all kinds of stuff. Hold on. I've got 15 pages. Yeah.
You had the freaking Death Star already built, buddy.
Yeah.
I have a vivid imagination.
Apparently.
I mean, I've seen plenty of movies. I mean, you can imagine a horror, a cult yourselves.
I don't think I could rattle it off the top of my head so quick, though.
Okay, come on.
Get back to you.
Let's break some barriers down. What's your horror cult? Go.
What's what?
Horror cult.
What's your horror cult? You built a cult, and people must be punished. So hit us with it. Come on, it's got to be there. Hit us with it.
I'm drawing a blank.
You can't draw a blank.
You covered it so well.
You know what?
I would do exactly what you did, except I would add the fifth layer for the fifth blade. So it would be like one of those Chic Quattros, or what's the five one? Chic Cinco. What do they call the five blade razor? I don't know.
Worthless.
The tooling for your torture devices is provided by Schick.
Yeah, it's Gillette. The first layer comes through and raises the hair. The second one shaves it smooth.
This guillotine sponsored by Gillette.
Yeah.
Okay, for thieves in the compound, for their first theft, they get their pinky removed. With garden shears.
Maybe we could get with Harry's. They do a lot of online and guy stuff.
Today's torture is brought to you by Harry's.
Which we can, I'm just going to cross them off the list of people we're going to do business with. Right.
There you go. What else can we, what can we do to get rid of the mattress sponsors?
Yeah. they can send me a bed and a bag. I got a bad back. That'd be fine.
Well, we could add all the mattresses from the sponsor into the compound, and that would be a nice thing.
Yeah, I'll complain about this, something that happened this week. We talk a lot about old man stuff, or entering old man, enter the old man, I guess we could call it that. I have some pretty bad sciatica that comes and goes from time to time, and I had to get one of those pillows that you sleep with that goes between your legs when you sleep to kind of like align you. What happens, I sleep on my side and my legs would fall together, and I guess it was causing hip pain and like nerve on nerve, or like nerviness. Very technical term there, but anyway, the it's kind of essy, but the resolution to this was like this pillow that you put between your knees when you sleep, and it totally fixed everything.
How was
for $17 on Amazon?
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, I thought you were gonna tell us that your insurance company sold you this pillow for like $250. No. And I was gonna ask you how it was different than a regular pillow.
No. This was from the Amazon. I'd like to thank my new sponsor, Be Comfy. Hashtag Be Comfy.
Is it just B dash comfy?
It is
comfy, spelled with two E's.
I think it's something comfy. I'll have to look. I'll send out a picture of it. But yeah, it looks like Tempur-Pedic. It came in a little bag. Oh good, I got my bag in case we're gonna travel. I need to take my old man pillow with me so I can sleep, but I can walk around. So that way, when I'm walking around the next day, my socks and sandals, my old man stuff.
But did you like genuinely get excited about the bag?
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, you find that the older you get more excited about stupid crap like that? Like,
we kept it. There's something in it right now. I asked my wife. I was like, "Well, we should probably keep this. Right?
We better hold on to that. It could be useful someday."
I save my recyclables all the time.
Like your grandparents saving like old butter bowls and like containers to everything. It's not even Tupperware. It's just like,
yeah, we do that now.
Garbage.
To this day, if you go into my mom's refrigerator, there's 100 cans of half pound of ricotta cheese, and it's a crapshoot. If you go in there and she's like, there's some leftover, blah, blah, I'll be like, no. Okay, this one's soup, but no, that's not the one. The other one. Okay, no. All right. So
it's all ricotta.
These are all the ricotta cheese.
It's crazy though that we're not like super frugal like that, like our parents or grandparents were. I mean, I'm sure we are to a certain extent, but man, they were crazy frugal with stuff.
Yeah, but things came in quality containers. We just get cheap plastic.
Right. Dude, yeah, like we went shopping two, three weeks ago, went grocery shopping, and Amy dropped a gallon of milk in the parking lot and it just exploded. Like,
yeah.
Well, back in the day, if it was in a glass bottle, it would have exploded too.
Would it have exploded or would it just have bounced?
I don't know. I mean, it would have
been... Some glass bottles just bounce.
It would have been delivered to your house, probably. So this would be a non-issue.
Yeah. Right. It would have been delivered to your house by some...
By your dad?
By some nondescript man that everyone...
My dad or Doc's dad?
No, everybody's dad.
The milkman was everyone's dad.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Well, you know how that didn't look like me. I wonder if it really went down like that.
Oh, you know it went down like that.
Why would the milkman? Why didn't the traveling vacuum salesman get any play? Like, what was up with that?
Nobody wants the traveling vacuum salesman in their house.
But this is, no one wanted the milk. Could you imagine if the milkman came to your house now?
Wait a minute.
People would have guns drawn on them the minute they got on the property. All right, here's the milkman. Here is the delivery. He is turning around. Okay, he's off the property.
Maybe if traveling salesman really wasn't a thing.
Maybe
it was just a cover for pimp. He never sold.
Male gigolo.
So was that like a test to like get new clients?
Or? They never sold vacuums. They never sold Encyclopedia Britannicas.
Traveling Gigolo.
Yes,
I like it.
So did they like come in and try to sell it to get a feel for everyone?
Yeah, feel you out. Maybe there were some code words that the housewives knew.
Right. Like, would you like this attachment?
Yeah, maybe they'd show you. And the housewife knew which edition of the encyclopedia. Oh, I'm really interested in G. Or, I'd really like D.
Very subtle. Very subtle housewives were back when people. I like how we're like. The encyclopedia salesman is coming and skeezing on your mom. Hello.
Well, any salesman. What other salesmen were there? I mean, encyclopedias, yes. Vacuum, yes.
Yeah.
There were the guys that installed peepholes in your door.
That one's kind of self-explanatory, isn't it?
Yep.
This is our special model. You can see both ways in this peephole.
Yeah, the reverse
peephole. Carpet cleaning.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah, carpet cleaning.
It's all making sense now.
It is. This is.
It's enlightening.
Yeah, I don't know. It's opening up a whole. I don't.
And then they went mobile with Snap-on.
Yeah. where they effed me. Yeah. Hey now. No, that's what they started to be like. They'll come to me. Well, I'll drive around in my truck with overpriced stuff. And they'll trip over each other to buy it.
Yeah, and you can
put they buy it? Because it would be the most expensive one.
You can just give me $20 at the end of every week.
Yeah.
All makes sense now. Did you guys have Schwann's or whatever that was?
The Schwann's, yeah. I worked at
the big yellow truck that drives around delivering meat and ice cream.
Yep. I worked at a body shop when I was in high school, and they were big on the Schwann's guy, and they would get the ice cream and whatever. And basically, as long as I was working, I could take whatever I wanted to out of the freezer. I'd eat those ice cream bars 3 or 4.
Yeah, like a freaking $40 pint of ice cream. It was ridiculous. This stuff was just outrageously expensive.
Yeah, I never got to the point that I even looked at a...
My grandparents always got it. I never understood it.
I don't remember this.
Like individually... wrapped T-bone steaks and
it was just, like a refrigerated truck that came around.
Man, it was like the milkman of meat.
See,
right?
Hey, that's what the milkman was doing before.
The conspiracy. I think Eloy knows what this is all about. He's just staying quiet.
I have no idea what you're. I just heard.
Did you have salesmen or? Like vacuum salesmen or
door-to-door salesmen.
I didn't have milk delivery, I would assume.
But... No, that was past my time. That was during the time of my parents and grandparents where they had that.
But Bales is saying it was all a cover-up.
For male jiggling. hold on. What's the gerund form of that? He jiggles.
He jiggles well.
To have jiggled. Don't tangle your participle.
Last month I had guys knocking on my door trying to sell me solar panels and roofing and replacement windows. But they were looking me up and down, so now I'm getting a little nervous.
Did they ask to check out your bedroom?
Yeah, thought he had something in his eye. He kept winking.
We'd like to measure the openings, sir.
Wow. People don't come around here.
Where do we go from there?
No, I don't know. People don't come around unless they're trying to steal stuff or take you over.
No, it's gotten to the point where, I mean, I say no to everything. Right. If you walk up to my door to try to sell me something, I mean, even if I like the darn thing, which is usually I will not purchase anything from anyone ever unless I'm actually out, you know, in the market for whatever item.
Look at all the jiggling you've been missing out on.
What if a guy from Publix came up wearing a big little box over his shoulders full of clam chowder? Then what?
Then I would welcome him
See?
Into my home and say, sir, where have you been?
Mr. Chowder, if you will.
All my life. Welcome. Have a seat.
The Chowder delivery man.
I wonder if that's a restaurant. That could be you. You could be Mr. Chowder.
Honestly, though.
Still a euphemism. Still the gigolo.
I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel about clam chowder, but if it's done right, it can be a very orgasmic experience.
We've got a quite. Wait, what? Okay. Let's pause for station identification and the re-rack.
In respect to you know, food. It's just that good.
We've got some quality tenants to build this cult upon. Clam chowder and feet beaten on mutilation. That's it. I couldn't think of the word. And
that's because all you got on your mind is chowder.
Yeah, I know. Well, I like
Eli has that too. Sway over you.
Well, hey, when I went to Florida last year, we went to Disney and we were staying off and whatever. And at one point there was a Publix down the street and I took a run. I went down there because Elo was posted it on Facebook all the time that he was going for chowder. I was like, I must try this magic soup.
How was it?
It was delicious.
Okay, but wait.
It was everything he said it was. I was eating it. There it was, 120 degrees. I'm in a parking lot in Florida waiting for the car to warm up. I went and bought like a couple groceries and a bottle of wine. What? And then I was wolfing down. My wife's like, why do you smell like fish? I was like, well, I had some clam chowder. She's like, you just had a random bowl of soup? I was like, well, whatever. I'm not even going to try to explain myself.
Why are you waiting for the car to warm up?
Or cool down. I was waiting for the car. Cool down. You know what I mean. I didn't want to get blasted by the cold or the hot air when the air conditioner was running, so I left it run while I stood outside for a minute. Jeez. I'm from Pennsylvania. It's what we do. We leave the car warm up. I don't get in the car without letting the car warm up.
That's a very Florida thing, to wait till the car cools before you jump in, because it's so,
hot. Yeah, that
gets Eloy, have you ever sat in a parking lot and ate chowder?
No. I take it home and eat it in front of
your fearless leader doesn't even eat chowder in a parking lot.
I do it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I'll be the official taste tester and parking lot attendee for the chowder cult. Hashtag chowder cult.
In Doc's defense, he doesn't have a residence in Florida, so.
No, and I don't do well. I turn into a puddle when I get in that humidity.
It is horrible.
Yeah, but I don't really wear shorts a lot. Coming from Pennsylvania and, you know, work and trade, we don't wear shorts a lot of the time. So I've got neon white legs and I sweat profusely. It's not a good look.
I was just going to say that not every Publix does the chowder. For some reason, although they come in those plastic bags, not everyone, the Publix that I hooked up with the chowder, it's just got that right, perfect, like the saltiness to the creaminess. It's just a perfect balance, dude. And it really is a wonderful, wonderful food, clam chowder. I can't say enough about it.
Good ratio of potato to clam.
Yes, dude. Yes.
No sand. Or do they throw a little bit of sand in there?
Sometimes, you know how those clams might, you might get a little, you know.
Oh, well, you got to do a better job purging your clams, man.
No, but sometimes you can have a little grain, and that's fine. Just keep freaking eating that stuff. It's great.
It's not bad in the clam chowder because most of it cooks out, and it's just like salt into the actual chowderness itself. It's bad when you get a dozen steamers, and they weren't purged very well. I was like,
yeah, just that's punching
through them. That's no good.
Hey, look, I wanted to say this. I don't know if you've ever had bad experiences with delivery people like UPS or the post office or all these people. But for the past week or two, it's about the 26th, I've had a package that was supposed to arrive. And the day that it was supposed to arrive, they you know how you can track it online, it said wrong address. So I said, okay, I went and called them and said, this is the right address. You know, it's actually the, oh, it is the right address. Okay, so we'll deliver it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes. I look at it out for delivery. I look at it again. It says wrong address. This happened again every day until I got so upset that I started calling like management and upper management, and nobody could figure out why the, it seemed at one point that the delivery driver just doesn't know how the heck to get here. And the funny thing is, we're in the city and I get delivered all the time. So this guy has to be uber incompetent. And they couldn't figure it out. They couldn't figure it out. I mean, it took a week and a half for the darn package to arrive. I mean, very incompetent. Have you guys ever had a bad sort of...
What was in the package?
Oh, a curio.
What's in the box?
You know those all... It's like an all-in-one cutter, sketcher, embosser, stippler. It etches...
So a torture device for your cult.
Yeah.
Just going to keep coming back to evil.
Hashtag chowder cult.
Yeah, we could have like a clam as our coat of arms.
See, it's in his mind. It's buried deep in there.
Yeah, you just had to hit his wheelhouse. He's like, I'm not into having a cult unless I can torture people's feet and eat clam chowder.
Straight from UPS to, yeah, that would be a great logo.
I never connected the two until you guys mentioned it, but guess what? It's perfect.
It is perfect.
We can have a pool full of clam chowder where people can bathe in it.
Now you're just being ridiculous again. You take everything from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I don't know. I'm going to bathe in any food I'm going to eat.
You have no choice. It's my freaking cult.
Oh, nice. Now you're big dogging me and your own cult.
We'll tie you up and hoist you down. Wow. And hoist you down. In the middle of the pool.
You're going to lower me into it slowly as you laugh maniacally. Like,
Palimon. Palimon.
I will not be in the area.
There's no way for you to escape.
Honam Shaba, Honam Shaba, Honam Shaba.
I'll be looking from the tower. In a safe.
Oh, now he has a tower.
Oh.
Palimon.
Since you guys were talking till now, we've just constructed a tower. We just added a tower.
Your cult and the layout of your place sounds like a map of Middle Earth now. This is the realm of Javi.
we're gonna be cranking down and then lowering you down into the pool. And by the way, the perfect temperature for clam chowder is around 99 degrees. Okay. We're going to lower you into the darn thing.
You got to let it warm up for Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I'm a little frozen.
We'll dial it up to about 104, 105.
Yeah, I can take it.
Oh, you'll take it. All right.
So is this death by lowering into a vat of clam chowder? Am I supposed to eat my way out?
I don't know. At a whim, I didn't like something you said, so I decided to torture you.
So there was just punishment. So I smoted you with my mighty smoting stick.
You shall bow to he who sits in the tower of clam. Yeah, dude.
In the pearly tower of clam.
Natural. Well, look, we knew it. We just had to coax.
You are a robe and a funny hat away from full-on cultism. It's on.
Pearly clams.
Yeah, like the inside.
Pearly clams. Let me see. What other tortures can occur? pearls. I'll think of it. Continue on. But
what role will Vigo serve in this cult?
Tap dancer.
He's the jester that tap dances in front of Eloy's throne.
No, he's more the sorcerer.
Yeah, he's that guy in the Lord of the Rings that was talking in the guy's ear the whole time to keep him under the spell. He'd be like, Eloy, what you want to do is you want.
He's like the sorcerer in oh man, I just train wrecked you.
Yep.
I just this is too not couth for even for radio, but I just invented a new torture and Doc will not like it. Oh. He will not like it.
Does it enjoy? Does it involve a large amount of vitamin D?
No, that's the Milk Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
Is that ran by the milkman?
Yep. Yeah.
Who also sold meat out of the back of the truck, apparently.
Oh, I got it. Vigo's like the sorceress. Vigo's like the sorcerer that's stuck in the animal body, like the sorceress in Willow, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I haven't seen
it. Man, a callback to Willow.
So now one of us has to be Mad Mardigan.
I haven't seen that in a long, long... Do you guys remember that movie?
Oh, here we go with the member berry pie.
Do you remember that movie?
Rumpelstiltskin, the movie?
Yeah. What?
Rumpelstiltskin in the 80s.
The cartoon or the one where, like, the evil horror version?
Back in the 80s, there was a evil horror... I remember going to summer camp, and you know how they'd have... How they'd have those
sleepaway sort of, camp?
Those days that, well, you gotta let me think, dude.
You only watch sleepaway camp for the movies.
You remember those? If you guys never, well, I'm done. I can't even. You go ahead. I can't even think. I can't think that.
That's it. We're gonna get the punishment now.
That reminds me of that movie Leprechaun. Did you guys ever see that?
That's what I was thinking.
Where the naked chick is like turns into a lawnmower or something and grinds up the guy's face.
Because no, this Warwick Davis was the leprechaun.
Yeah. No, guys, this was not. This was like a leprechaun. Listen to you now. I can't. You know what?
Forget. Leprechauns are ridiculous.
It was freaking. Rumpelstiltskin. You guys don't know who Rumpelstiltskin is?
Yeah.
I know who Rumpelstiltskin is. Well, not personally, but
did you not see the movie?
You've seen him. You gotta say his name three times or something to break the curse. You've already broken the curse, you dick.
No.
Instead of name his name like six times.
No, because it has to be in the same as you're talking. And you guys, did you just say? Dick Libon. Oh, but that's okay, right?
Right.
You can say that, right?
Say what?
Apparently.
You said dick.
I said what?
Well, if it's not getting bleeped out, you could say it.
No. Is it bleepable or not bleepable?
Dick is definitely not bleepable.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. Dick, dick, dick.
Oh, so there's no problem with that.
With what?
With saying dick.
Who's dick?
See, I don't look. I'm sorry. This whole thing about like not cursing, this and that. It's a natural freaking process that people. Sure, it's better not to. I guess at the end of the day, but right? Shouldn't it be like people? Advertisers should be completely okay with it, dude.
Should we follow the George Carlin list of bad words?
Yes.
Yes, that's a good one.
No, but seriously, it's like you know, you don't go to a store or the mall. Or have interactions with people you don't know and spew out curse words. But when you're with friends.
Kind of do.
If you have Tourette's, you do.
Oh, dude, I have a story about that, dude.
your buddy Rumpel had Tourette's?
Oh, dude.
How does Rumpelstiltskin say his name if he has Tourette's?
Rumpeltits! Rumpeltits!
I can't even tell you the story. It's that bad.
Oh, man.
You want to really go into territory that would be bad?
We just lost our only listener with Tourette's. He definitely tuned out. Sorry, Marsh. If you're still listening, Marsh, we'll try to bring it back. Oh, man.
Go ahead, Eli.
No, yeah. I can't do it. That's the problem.
Eli, talk more about Chowder. Go to your happy place.
Chowder is beautiful.
Tell us this Rumpel.
Yeah, go back to the Rumpelness.
I don't even know why it was in the context of what we were talking about at the time. The and now it's
in the 80s.
There's context. There's context in this show.
I don't know. Totally. I can't keep up.
I try to keep within, even though it's so what do you call it, random and scattered, I do try to keep a line of sanity within the craziness.
That is not you.
No, but inside, in my mind.
At what point were you trying to dial it back when you were coming up with punishments?
Oh, I had one that you would definitely not like.
Okay, if you want to hear Eloy's extra punishment.
Dude, it's bad.
Well, yeah, that's why they have to pay. It's $100 a pop on the Patreon page.
Okay.
Yeah, just if you look hard enough on the internet,
you'll find the Patreon. Yeah.
You got to dig deep.
So they'll take you and kneel you down in a circle.
Me or this
you,
is
the, you
me oh, no oh wow okay so
no, wait a minute. He's gonna be in a circle or in a circle.
There's a circle where the guards are getting ready.
Freaking guards? We've got
guards now.
Wow, the budget just increased.
I feel like this is like The Sims, and it's like our cult keeps gathering money, and it's like he spends it on public works.
They've been eating clam chowder all day, getting ready. In a sauna.
You guys are ready to go.
In a sauna. And they kneel you.
So in Doc's minivan.
Screw it. We don't need no circle. We just throw them in the back of the minivan. The guards are getting ready. Doc, why did Doc shut his audio? Doc, and he's drinking. You better drink.
You're gonna need some help with this one.
You better, and for the audience, I'm very sorry.
I turned my microphone off because I was too far from my mic and I didn't want to sound like you do. So that was more or less my fault. Come on, whatever. I keep going.
Okay, this torture is called the Necklace of Pearls. So, jeez. The guardsmen. The guardsmen are getting ready, and you've been tossed in the. What do you want? The circle or the van?
If we're gonna do it, I want to go full mobile bus style. if we're gonna cross the line, let's do it mobily.
Okay, but I've painted a good enough picture, right?
I think I got what you're trying to tell me here.
Unfortunately,
yeah, it's gonna smell salty.
See. They've been eating clam chowder all day.
And it's hot. You have to wait for the van to cool off. Because it's hot.
Okay, go ahead.
No, leave me go ahead. You want a conclusion? You want to... You can excuse
$100 a pop on Patreon if you can't figure it out. We're practically giving this away.
And we'll take pictures.
Operators are standing by.
Gosh, what happens?
No,
the suspense is killing me.
No, we will forgive Doc.
Oh, thank you. Many blessings from you, Chatter God. Wait, can I get a job? Maybe if I could work on.
You were about to get a job.
Oh, hey. Have a job done to me.
Oh, they hiring chowder moppers.
Well, you know that
chowder collection technicians.
Chowder is an aphrodisiac. No, seriously.
I can't hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got. But...
No, that's it. That's just
nothing like a belly full of chowder to get you in the mood.
This turned into the sophomore class real quick. This went from, we like chowder to chowder. You're the chowder, man. Chowder.
Look, you guys, I said that I don't want a cult. You guys gave me a cult, and now you're sitting in a circle with a bunch of guards around you that are just eating chowder all
eating chowder.
And that's what you get for opening that.
Maybe I take it back. Maybe you would be a piss poor cult leader.
Yes. Yes.
Perhaps. Do we know anybody that would start a cult on maybe a little bit more friendly of a food? The Matt Haas taco cult he's trying to start.
Tim Sway's vegan. He might be a little more light-handed.
Yeah, I don't know if we could muster up the energy to stand up that long.
Whoa, Doc!
Now you know how it is. The whole vegans are wimpy.
Oh man,
eat whatever you want.
I can just picture Eloy now sitting on his clam throne, old Jabba the Hutt, just chowdering his freaking folds and creases. Yeah. And...
Solo,
the throne's made of clam shells, like the Game Vigo, of Thrones. Instead of swords, it's shells.
Vigo's that little thing talking to him, and then me, 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 me.
Some chick chained up with clamshell brawn.
That's perfect. Now you're cooking.
Now you're cooking with some bagged chowder.
Oh, but all right, let's talk about anything else. Five minute moratorium on the word
chowder. You guys took me there. I didn't want to go there. I even tried, and you guys pushed and pushed and poked and shoved, and so look what happened.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Now we've got a spilled.
We can't cry over the spilled chowder.
So my house makes a lot of strange noises, but I definitely don't think it's haunted.
In conclusion.